Mary, we on Pull From The Jar podcast. We are back in this thing.
I am he. He is I.
Two threes. You know me as okay. Whatever. You know, I don't even do that no more because I ain't. I don't want to feel like, you know what I'm saying, humble servant.
You him, bro. Humble Himothy, servant. As they say.
Him, Duncan, him, your brother.
You know, people don't even him. Know what they mean.
Really? Of course not, because
you know, his imperial majesty. Because yeah. You know, yeah. They just be saying stuff. But
it's an internet. Anywho, right here with the bros, my guys, the gang. I guess I'll start on my far right. my favorite cousin.
Yeah.
Your favorite cousin.
Hello, world.
Everyone's favorite cousin.
Yeah.
Until Wayne.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're great.
P.T. Wayne.
That's good. Well, let's keep it blessed and keep it PG, I guess.
Keep it blessed and keep it PG, I guess. I like that.
I'm
okay.
Like the show needs to be PG?
Yeah. Okay. To my other right, it's my brother. No matter what, always on 10. Ryan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
We'll know when the pod's over.
Okay.
How my team
is.
I'm on
10 too.
That'll
we all on 10.
That's
good.
10 toes.
Yeah, we all
10
toes now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Love.
Hell yeah.
He's concerned
right.
About some paces.
I'm about to say it might be 9.
Producer turned off the TV and I almost cried.
They gonna be fine.
It's okay.
They gonna be fine.
Hey, we gonna take intermissions and breaks. So
the TV's off. She don't. It's okay.
No, but
that's what the phone is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, You know, so you stay up to date with nothing.
You can watch your team lose. It's all right.
That's not even. Why would you
do that? Because he can't. You know what?
We good, bro.
No breaks.
Y'all got rid of. Never mind.
It's over. No more. Last but certainly not least, the smartest man in the room, but the man that everyone. Loves. Did you go to Home Depot this weekend?
No. Why?
Alright, never mind.
Make the joke. What is it, Jordan?
Lowe's?
Nope.
Ace Hardware Store?
Nope.
Harbor Freight?
Nope.
Alright.
Damn.
For what reason?
Thought you had a job to do. Alright, producer Mary in the cut, girlfriends in the cut. Salute to our YouTube viewership. Our Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora listenership, all DSPs. We support all of y'all because y'all support us. And we love y'all for that. how was y'all weeks, man?
It was good. I didn't jump again.
Rainy day. That. Off and on.
Rainy day.
Yeah. We'll see.
He can't resist.
Hey,
I thought we were keeping it PG.
I'm sorry.
Right. PG-13. Yeah, I see. It's going to be R.
I don't even think you say that in PG-13.
This is going to be unrated. You can't rate that.
Okay.
Well, it's going to have the NR next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Brian, how was your week, man?
That shit did not last. my week was good, bro. It was busy.
Busy.
Work was busy this week.
Mm.
But, taking on more responsibilities, you got to do. So.
You know what that means, right?
More money, more problems.
Hey, you hear that cash register,
hey,
don't you?
Yeah, cha-ching.
Yeah, so do my bills, so. Cause they don't stop.
That's true.
Won't stop, huh?
That's true.
That you might not want to do that.
I'm about to say I don't. Yeah. I mean, we gonna get to it, but I don't.
You didn't want to do that. Don't do that.
Boy, changes on you today. Yeah, right, how was your week?
You know, it was cool, man. It was cool.
Oh my god.
I like your soundboard.
I don't either.
I got the bootleg. You know, I got game cash. You know, he got the real ones.
He got
game
that cube.
That's his game cash. I can't afford it, bro.
He got what's that shit called? The iOS update. That's the messed up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got the bootleg emoji Glitching. Keyboard. All right. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad everybody had a good week, productive week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still dealing with fuck niggas, but
that's cool.
They gotta make that paper though. All
right, that's the NR rating for stuff.
That's bad. And he said keep it PG.
We ain't even 5 minutes into the. It doesn't matter.
No, it don't matter. I do.
Have a scratch paper?
I do got a scratch paper. I do.
Don't do that, though.
But
y'all know right now. Y'all too.
We're not jumping you, bro.
We know
we ain't doing that.
No one is getting jumped today.
I told you we're going to have y'all jump me again.
Who jumped you? Whoa. Who jumped you?
I don't know.
It's in the thumbnail.
I ain't gonna lie. It was only one brother that jumped you.
Huh?
Okay. One brother that jumped you. Yeah.
You can jump somebody by yourself.
Why you look at me though? Why'd you look at me?
Dry snitching.
Cool. Hey, I ain't say no name.
I'm gonna look at him.
This guy looked over me. I said, it's him.
Hey, I'm gonna get to the scratch paper.
Hey, go ahead.
Just to start us off, which one was the most iconic cartoon character? We talking about like universally, like all over the world.
Uh-oh.
We talking about Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse. You know, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bugs Bunny. And SpongeBob SquarePants.
Why didn't he do the theme song?
Just in case you didn't know who it was. You know what I'm saying? Just in case.
He got the aux cord. Soundboard aux cord. We need something. What do you mean?
You had the soundboard for weeks now.
Since we started, really.
That's just me, bro.
Anyway,
Before you answer.
Oh, he chooses.
No, I'm not. I really want to hear him.
Yeah, that's what I said. Before you answer, could you give an answer?
That's crazy. Why don't you go?
Because I respect you enough. I want to hear
you. Do you?
Yeah, because, you know, I really like how you, like, throw your shows out there. Like, Teletubbies. That said, I like it, bro. No, I like the different perspective, because you never know.
Come on, it's like a tennis match.
Listen again.
Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse. Bugs Bunny and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Are we picking those?
Which one is the most iconic cartoon character?
Mickey Mouse.
Wait, can I ask you, are you saying our opinion or like?
I mean, I'm only asking you, so I mean.
Okay.
It's no right or wrong answer. I ain't got no stats to prove you why.
I say Mickey Mouse.
No, there is one wrong answer on there.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
There's one wrong answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I think the consensus, like in the world, would be Mickey Mouse. I'm gonna say Bugs. The Bugs is huge.
I was leaning that way too. I feel like Bugs is right there, and then it got to be Mickey Mouse simply because it's super iconic, and then SpongeBob. As great as it is, I've heard a lot of people's like parents be like, I don't want my kids watching it. Like, it's not as beloved. But
correct. Yeah,
I go Bugs. Why is Tom on there?
I didn't make the list.
That's John.
Did you want to replace him with somebody?
No.
Okay.
Who do you think?
You don't think John did a good job with that? John Q? You don't think he did a good job with Tom and Jerry?
He did a great job.
You think Tom, like, is up there with them?
Could be.
He's a cartoon legend, but he ain't. In my opinion.
I think it's kind of hard not to pick Mickey Mouse just because of what Disney World and Disneyland represents.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going in July. I'm taking my little niece. So, first time.
Is that the first time y'all hearing about this?
It's the first time I heard anything about it.
I'm taking her.
Hey, so you just...
He's a traveler now.
My bad. I mean, if I was traveling, I would have told you. You know what I'm saying?
I'd at least give you a hint now I was going somewhere.
It's cool.
It's all right.
I guess you just don't...
Yeah, you don't
do me a favor, man. Go ahead and pull from the dry, because I don't know what's going on today.
I didn't know.
It's raining, retrograde... is in the air. Cicadas is attacking everybody. I don't know what's going on, man.
Smacking windshield.
Smacking, bro.
You know what I really think? No, real quick. Just real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm really starting to think cicadas are lab made. Don't quote me on it. Just conspiracy theory pod is coming soon. I know.
I'm not expanding on that.
Some of y'all.
My thing is, though. No, don't expand on that. Please read the topic.
I was just going to co-sign that they are.
I'm going to co-sign it, but I don't,
yeah.
This ain't the pod for that.
I was gonna say, do y'all really think they blind? But I don't believe it.
I'm not gonna go on this. Come on. I don't believe please, it. Please read the next.
Finish your statement.
I'm just saying, I don't think they blind. Because they landed on everything. They landed on your shirts, your hat. You don't feel it.
Well, Stevie's blind and he can play the piano.
Stevie ain't blind, nigga.
He ain't. But you
stop
know.
That.
Stevie ain't blind, nigga.
I might be proving his point then, huh?
Yeah,
please. Okay, we can talk. Like,
go ahead, bro.
All right. Can NBA players excel in NFL?
Oh, God. Jesus. And vice versa. Huh. I'm so sick and tired of hearing NFL players attack NBA players. NBA players attack NFL players this week. Can we just put this to bed?
Can we stop hearing that NBA players can just go to the NFL league? And put on some pads and play. No, you can't do that.
So vice versa, you think that there's some NFL players that can come into the NBA and put some shoes on and go get 5 points, go get 10 points? No. So you think that, respectfully, they should stay in their
position? Yeah, okay. Stay where you know.
Who have the tough time adapting?
Who have the tougher time?
The NFL players going to the NBA easily.
Yeah. I agree with what Lou Will said about it might seem easy because you might have a court in your backyard or you might go to the gym with your bros or whatever, but going on an NBA setting at that high level and to hit 10 jump shots in a row.
Not gonna happen.
It's hard, bro.
You gotta play offense and defense.
soon you airball, which you will. You on that bench, or you might be fired. Contract the vote. Yeah.
You got to think, too, right? You're playing the best people in the world.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah, you can make a couple shots. Like, that's cool and shit, but, like, you have to guard somebody who's the best player in the league, too.
You're not going to be able to handle that.
It's not the same shit,
right? It's not.
So, if there's no NBA player that you think that could adapt to play in the NFL.
I mean, a lot of people were saying Bron, but I was like, bro, stop that.
Bron played.
I seen clips on that. Like, Bron, he got the body type for it. He can do it.
A tight end, though, but.
He's pretty fast, though.
I seen the highlights of Allen Iverson playing quarterback.
Fast.
He could have got some scholarships.
Yes.
If he would have got some scholarships and went to the right program. He could have played.
He had some jukes.
I don't want to hear it.
He was juking.
I don't want to hear it, truthfully.
Can you give us something?
You don't want to hear the fact that.
I think the amount of people that are good enough to play one sport and then transition over to another sport professionally is
slim to none.
Slim to none. There might be a couple, but like those are like outliers. Like everybody else, no, you can't do that.
Question. Who would have a tougher time understanding the actual game? Like, you know how we pick up a football, we go in the backyard or whatever, we just
pick up that thought.
Yep. Right there. But then there's the actual thing of like when you see a spread of why you're in this position, how you run a route, how you adjust the ball, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like how you actually read an offense and read a defense. Mm-hmm. Now who would have a tougher time doing that? Like, really?
As an NBA player?
No, either or. NBA to NFL,
I think
NFL, NBA.
NFL would have a harder time to NBA because not only do you have to remember plays on offense, but you also have to prepare for plays
on
that you're on defense with.
I think it's equal because I think depending on what like position you play, like there's a difference between like seeing the floor in like basketball and like seeing an entire football field. Right. Like, just because you're a point guard in basketball doesn't mean you would see the whole field if you were a quarterback. Like, I just don't think that. Even if you can process the game the same way, if you think you can process the game the same way, you're not going to see the field the same way, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are thinking more of the physical aspect of it. When you have to understand the game, like in football, if one person messes up their assignment...
But you only have to understand one side of the ball, though.
True, but I don't... Now that I think about that, I don't think... Because remember what Ed Reed did to Peyton Manning?
I loved it.
He really understood what he was trying to do, and he baited him into throwing that pick.
We're going to pick out the
fake left.
No. I'm just giving an example. Yep. I'm just giving an example. Fake I'm
left,
not saying
fake left, right to right. Pick that.
I'm about to say you pull out Ed Reed. I can go pull out Kobe.
I get that. I'm just saying to excel at the game. The point I was making is if somebody misses one assignment, that could be different between depending on the play. It can be different between 5 yards, 30 yards, and a touchdown. Now, basketball. Now, I don't watch basketball as much. Y'all know this. But from what I do see.
Yeah, Celtics have. All right, never mind.
Fashion. What I do.
Fans.
What you. What you watch. Huh? You watch Jason Tatum, right?
No. I don't watch basketball. Okay. You know this. Anyway. Go ahead. In basketball, it's a little easier to score. And if you miss your assignment, if you repeatedly miss an assignment, then you know you kind of got to change up who's guarding who's doing what. I just feel like it's still like you have to have the understanding of the game in that aspect. That's all I was going to say.
The only thing I really think translates well from like sport to sport is like in terms of like understanding without like having to like really know what's happening is like momentum. Like I think when there's momentum in any sport, I feel like it's easy to like figure out. Like if somebody's hot, it's something like you know to give them the ball. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that's like that goes through every sport except for like baseball because like you know.
What I was finna say.
Yeah, except for like baseball, but like in most sports, like that thing that kind of translates over. But everything else, I think. You have to really understand the game at a certain level. To be a professional, like, I feel like you have to understand the game at a specific level. And I don't think that all NFL players or all NBA players understand different sports at that level to, like, play it.
I think a lot of them are selfish, especially NFL. Like, they care about their stats, not the team.
Yeah. NBA players like that, too, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you just have players like that. Yeah. Who would have the stamina advantage, though?
From the NBA or just...
Either.
I'd say NBA players have a stamina.
I was thinking that too.
They're on there all the time.
That's pretty much what their training is all about, conditioning.
Mm-hmm. They said Josh Hart has ran 500 miles in the playoffs thus far.
I heard that. And then I see it.
Crazy.
So.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, when he saved that ball, though, I knew something was up.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then, because we have seen certain athletes go from football to baseball.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a true testament that I guess that meshes better?
Football or baseball?
Or football players are just...
Well, how many have we seen excel at it, though?
Bo.
Dion. Would you throw Russell in there?
No.
No.
Too many strikes. No. Too many strikes out. You gone.
No.
Yeah, there. Take 37 off.
Okay.
Burn it.
I feel like if Russell would have really worked at it, like if he would have took that Yankees draft and like really would have ran with it, then I feel like Russell would have been good. But because he still played quarterback and then he went to Seattle.
He probably would have been solid.
Yeah, he would have been solid. Yeah. I don't know if he would have been great.
No.
But he would have been solid. So, I mean, but I just thought about that. I mean, if we only seen a transition, I feel like football to baseball has probably been the main one. But, I mean, I know a lot of kids grow up playing two sports, three sports.
And they're the worst people to play basketball, especially when it comes to football, because they are super, super physical for no reason. You know how they say they used to guard you? They grab your shirt and pull you around. Like, no, I ain't even fouling. Ain't nobody trying to go with all that. And that's what made me think.
You got some trauma?
A little bit. I'm going to say his name. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you're scared that was gone. Oh, never mind. That's
crazy.
Future Avery, do me a favor. All right.
I'm going to do myself a favor.
Okay.
Since we're doing ourselves a favor, remember when he was playing and he faked?
Yeah,
hey, PJ, take that out too. But like, Avery,
no, what kind of
I think it was like his hamstring or something, or like his calf or something. Yeah. leg. Dead. Both had one leg. He was like rolling to the sideline.
I'm not gonna even salute say what I want
to
say.
Yeah, salute to him. Okay.
He was a great teammate to me. So I don't know. But
so, but basically, to some of this, y'all ain't picking the side. Y'all don't think that.
I think you have equal challenges on both parts. The physicality.
It'll be a real big test for both, you know, sides. But I just don't see it.
NBA players have to learn, from what I heard, to be more physical because you're playing a more physical sport. Football players, I think, would actually have a tougher time not being physical. Other than that, I think it's quite
easy. I've seen Michael Parsons in that celebrity game.
Yeah.
Don't foul out so fast.
Yeah.
You got to get backups for the backups. For the backups.
You better hope you don't try to body slam your ass. I'm just saying.
And call it a great defense.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you, like, a cornerback, like, if you're a really good, like, press corner, you'd be so ass in the NBA. You foul out so fucking fast.
Talking about Jalen like that?
Gone. Out of there. Everybody, out of there. Gone.
Oh, man.
We can't hand check?
We can't touch him at all? Nah. Gone.
Yeah, I mean, they changed a lot of shit up now, so NBA is totally different. You can just touch him like that. Foul. Bullshit.
That's all I got on that.
I hate that.
I just say it'd be fairly equal. Difficult wise.
Alright, well, don't try to go hoop, and hoopers don't
stay
try
where
to.
Yet.
Or go golf. Golf is fine.
A lot of them do go golf, too.
Golf.
They definitely do.
They definitely go golf.
I heard the.
Charles Barkley tripped me out, but.
I heard being tall is an advantage in golf. Because it helps you drive the ball down the field better. It's a leverage thing.
Tom Brady did it. Hole in one. It was nice.
You watch golf?
Yeah, sometimes.
Who's your favorite golfer?
Oh, man, you can go Tiger.
Oh, okay.
You gotta go Tiger.
Like current Tiger?
What's wrong with current?
Okay.
Wait a minute. What are you doing? Current Tiger is.
You wanna do a song?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
yeah. We ain't gotta do all that. You seen it, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Trying to attack me, but it's not gonna work.
Tell him, Wayne. You tell him.
I'm gonna light your ass up.
What an interesting topic this is.
Okay.
Why do women's beauty standards involve so much pain?
Ooh.
That's an interesting question.
That's a very interesting question.
I'm looking at one person. Go ahead and pop us off, and then we'll follow your lead.
You got his point guard.
Question one more time.
I didn't think I was going to read it twice, sorry. Yeah. Why do women's beauty standards involve so much pain?
And for clarity, you mean beauty standards of today, of 2024.
I think it's like society's standards for where women feel like, I guess, like how society views how women are supposed to be.
Don't speak for women.
No, he said, I guess.
I can say allegedly, if that makes it better. Yeah. But I said, I guess. I feel like that. I
don't want to get attacked. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's okay.
I'm just being real, though.
Here we go.
There we go.
Ding, ding. I feel like y'all shouldn't wear as much makeup that y'all wear now. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's like you hiding yourself, you know?
Mm.
You're not really showing your natural skin.
Quick question. Do you mean, like, period or, like, how much they put on? No. I just for clarity. just for clarity. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying, you know, a lot of females wear a lot of makeup. Mm-hmm. I feel like they just hide themselves, you know.
What they hiding from?
Self-confidence.
Ooh. Damn.
Can I rebuttal?
Can you run?
No, not yet.
Okay,
not yet. Let it simmer.
I'm just saying.
That was the word of the week last week. That's why I figured I asked it.
And if you're looking for what he's referring to, go back to episode 9.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
No, he said I gotta wait, so I'm gonna wait.
I'm just saying, I feel like they lose self-confidence in themselves. Mm-hmm. It's actually like just showing their natural beauty. You know, just...
Is that driven from something?
That's what I was gonna say. Because I was gonna say, what if it's not a lack of self-confidence? What this is maybe the question's asking in terms of like society's beauty standards, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like what if it's like I'm not a woman, so I couldn't tell you what it's like. But like maybe it's like it's almost like look down on women if they don't go out with makeup. Like maybe they're looking at it like if a woman goes out without makeup, they're not taking care of themselves, type of thing. Right? It's like if you don't get a haircut and you just let your hair just grow out and your hairline looks like somebody's gonna look at you like you dusty or you dirty. Maybe it's the same thing for them.
I don't know about that.
I'm not a woman, so I don't know.
No. As far as what you said about the haircut, though, because a haircut and makeup.
That's totally different.
Wait a second. No,
I see what you're saying. It's in the ballpark, but
I hear that.
One is left field, one is right field.
No. Because
it ain't center
field.
I've heard women say, and social media, not preferences, I've heard women say that men's makeup is their hair. So that's why I did the correlation of if you don't get a haircut, they're looking at your hair as like your version of your makeup.
Oh, that's why women be saying be hat fishing.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah.
I never understood that. That's why.
Okay. I didn't understand it either, but like.
I mean, I was blessed with good hair. Thank God. Jesus. Just saying.
I thought he said he was humble. He said humble. I guess, you know, it's okay.
Well, he contradicted himself in like 5 minutes. We gotta wait to see what he does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, bro. Okay.
It's on.
I want to get to the pain aspect. Like y'all pussyfooting around. Like let's get to the pain aspect.
No, it's the same thing though.
Let's get to it.
Go ahead.
Why they keep putting all this stuff in their bodies? What's driving that?
Man, Jordan.
Stop it, bro.
It's men.
Stop it, bro.
It's men.
Stop it.
Men.
Don't you lie to me.
It's men.
Don't you lie to me.
Well, my thing is, though,
you can't lie to
me.
So, like, with the makeup, though, like, is it, like, it's ain't charged.
Let him drive.
Go ahead.
All right. Well,
you made him get out. That's crazy. Dope.
Man.
Let me out.
Anywho, it can't be because of men.
Why not?
Because men have said time and time again that we prefer another way than that.
No. Stop lying.
Not for real.
Tell me.
Yeah. I mean, they've done many surveys, many questionnaires, many videos of asking men what type of body they would prefer versus
what they be saying.
They be saying natural.
Natural?
Yeah,
natural. So I'd rather have natural.
Why they be making fake bodies? Like what doing?
Hey, Barbies.
Why?
Fucking Barbies.
Why?
You mean why? Lips.
Boom.
Was that like
both of us?
Yeah,
I'm glad he did
that
because I was like,
and look, he shot himself.
Yeah,
right.
I was like,
don't
blow your brains.
So, are they doing it for them, or are they doing it for men?
Yeah, back to the question: what's the motivation behind it?
I don't see no motivation in it.
You know what it is though? They be blaming niggas like Wayne.
They really do.
Why? Because you real?
Nah, because you be liking all the girls on Instagram that got the BBL.
I don't like every damn girl. I don't know.
Nah, but you like her pictures, and because you like her pictures, that got to be the woman that you want to be with, or the type of women that you like. That must be your type.
Ooh,
if you like
her pictures now.
Yeah, wait.
If you like
who did I like? Why are we gonna get it specifically?
Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
I ain't shoot nobody. I'm just telling you. Throw it out there. Nobody.
Do you follow like models or anything like that on like Twitter or Instagram and stuff like that?
Follow them. Don't like
Why?
Them.
Why do you follow them?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you just follow people just to do it?
Just follow people.
Interesting. Okay. It has nothing to do with like how they look.
Hey, bro. What you doing?
Except for Halle Berry. That's right.
Stop it. What are we doing here?
So you know why you
follow them? Stop it. You following them because you like the way they
look. That's what I'm saying. Like,
stop it.
You ain't got to beat around the bus. I'm just asking a question, bro.
What are we doing?
So that's not the case? That's not the reason?
No, it's not the case.
So why do you follow them?
Because I just want to follow them.
Do they look good?
I guess not. I don't know. I'm not on his social media. I'm just asking. I'm just curious why
I'm following them. Do they look good?
I'm finna turn it up, bro. You better start telling some truth.
Do they look good?
I'm turning it up.
Hey, you turn up, I'm going to turn up with you.
You ain't turning
up. Hey, bro. I was once on that train following a lot of different women that had, you know what I'm saying, procedures, but definitely looked good. Mm-hmm. I had to stop doing that.
Why is that?
It's Instagram, bro. Instagram is a faulty image of the world, and it'll give you a bad perception of reality if you're not careful.
No!
I hate you today. Anywho, the reason why I'm saying that is because when I was doing that, it was always two guys in my friend group that I just knew were snipers, and they was always there before me. Always there, no matter what. I hit the explore page, go and search their name. Two guys, I always seen the name Like By. Wayne McKenzie. And, hey, but every time, those are two snipers. They beat you to
That's
the punch.
Crazy.
Every time.
Rebuttal?
So you can't tell me that, I just followed him. No, you're not, because I know why I went there, and you was already there before me.
Rebuttal?
So why was you there already before me? Because I know why I was there.
Why you keep shrugging like you don't
f***ing
know?
Man, this man trying to keep it tall.
That's what's pissing me. How you keep...
Hey, Wayne, if they look good and you like it, just say it.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You a single man.
You're attracted to women. It's fine.
By the way, the ones I follow, they are natural.
Nah, not all of them.
You hear about that?
Nah, not all of them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You be scoping.
Oh, for sure. I've done my extensive research. Oh. That's how, know what I'm saying? I'm real, because this ain't just the first time we heard this. This is not just like a brand new topic. So it's really, well, why do women feel like that? And then you have to think about it. Well, like I said, Instagram can portray a perception that's not reality, and then women will take that and say, oh, well, they like that, which is not the case.
Well, can I ask a question then? If men say, you know, just throwing it out there, if men say, hey, I like natural women. Matter of fact, if you take 100 men and I'm going to be very realistic because there could be something out there. Let's say 94 of them say, I like natural women. And then you take 100 women and ask, what do men like? And then 100 of them women say, BBLs. Where's the disconnect coming from?
You know, women think that they know us, right? So, okay. I mean, at that point, like...
I think that goes back to you, Mr. Follows every model you see. If, say, for example, we're saying, hey, we like women that are all natural, right? But then they go to all 100 of the men look at who they're following and they're following all these models, all these girls that got all these surgeries and stuff, they're gonna say, they're gonna be like, well, that's what he's saying, but what he's showing is that that's not what he's into.
So why do the men always end up with the natural women then?
Better than that, I got a better question. Why are you willing to take that risk?
You're right about that.
A lot of them models be just that. They're Instagram models or they participate.
Escorts.
They participate in the nightlife, in the nightlife realm of that industry. Why would you're a nurse. Why are you a nurse with a BBL. Like, what are we doing here? You're a veterinarian.
Maybe she got a discount.
You don't want a discount on that.
She's a nurse. Maybe she got a discount.
You drive Uber Eats. Like, what are we doing here?
She wants to sit a little higher.
That's not going to last long for them.
I don't like you. I'm going to be honest with you. You ain't you. You and you. Boy, y'all something.
She wants to sit a little higher.
Like a booster seat. Like, what are we doing, bro? Like, what are we doing? Not for real.
Oh, man.
If you're not in that type of realm, in that type of lifestyle, in that field, why do that?
So, if it's only because of Instagram and they see what men like, so take away Instagram, does that change their perception then?
I think a lot
I'm
of
not a woman, I don't know, but I think what
just no, but speak for him though.
I think I'm not.
You no, speak for him though.
I'm not.
No, speak for him. Get in
all
trouble.
All out there, I ain't
no, speak for him. So you
but know. No, I'm okay. No,
even though you said that, you know they're still gonna say you speak for him.
I'm gonna stop talking.
No, go ahead. This is very informative.
I'm not really.
Say your piece.
I ain't trying to dig myself a grave. I'm okay.
You good. Say your piece.
I'll do it.
Go ahead.
I think that without Instagram or social media, period, yeah. I think we wouldn't see a lot of what is partaking or happening in today's world. I think it really is a going back to government conspiracy theories. This is really an experiment, and it's really monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Keeping up with the Joneses, bro.
Yeah, like, I see what she does and. What she's portraying, she's picturing all these vacations. Oh, Bali, take me back. Oh, we was just in Tulum. We was just in Turks. And then your favorite rapper, your favorite ball players is all under the comments. So they like it.
They live in vicariously through these people, through social media.
They want to be those people.
No, they want to be those people.
That's weird.
Just like your boy, what's the rapper that snitched? Okay, stop.
And it go half like that. Let me see here.
Y'all are funny. He just came out and it was like he was grooming a girl. She was she just came out as 18, but she looked like she like
30.
Yeah, like Boston Richie. No? Boston? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. I think I know what you're talking about. What the girl look like?
She looked 30.
Like a grown woman.
No, she looked like a grown woman.
I've seen it.
And she just turned 18, but they was... You could tell that they've been talking when she was 17, so he just came out like...
I don't want to misspeak. I think I know what you're talking about, and
It's clear that she done... You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So in that case, like... That's only can be deprived from what she has grown up seeing.
Yeah.
Because, like, why else would... You know what I'm saying?
So, this would be my last question, I guess, until, you know, hopefully. So, if they see from a young age... Now, I understand your brain continues to develop and whatnot as you get older, but you got two good eyes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you see...
What you saying more of?
Let me say this.
Oh, okay.
So if you see,
I tried to beat him to the punch.
He did.
He kind of did, but.
So if you're 18, mm-hmm. Let's just go 18, and you see your favorite Instagram model, rapper's baby mama, because you know it's a thing now.
Sure.
You see them get all this work done, and then, let's say 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, they take it out their body, and you see that whole process.
Like A. Michelle. Like A. Michelle.
That's one.
And I was thinking about that. You see that, and then, because what I didn't like, she came on a show and said that she didn't get nothing done except her teeth.
They all lie.
And then years later, she got to take it out.
And then they admit to things little by little.
Another thing.
Real sick.
Why are you risking that?
That's why she did.
Yeah, I don't understand the pain. I don't understand the pain.
Because y'all, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's what y'all want to do.
I kind of understand
that. I don't see no pain in it.
Understand what?
If they grew up seeing where, if you start and see where Kim K was and then where Kim K is now, I want to be like Kim K.
So you want to get your body done, make a sex tape, and then you think you just going to turn out like Kim K? When you could end up like Cat Stacks?
That's what this society is now. That's what you're doing.
Well, what are women's beauty standards right now? Just like in general.
By percentage?
No. What are women's beauty standards? In general.
Dick. Mariah the scientist face.
Facts. Light skin, slim, thick to thick ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta like Mariah the scientist.
Long curly weave.
And they be bald.
Done by Tay. Y'all stop me when I'm lying. What we doing?
I was just asking.
What we doing?
I was just asking.
What we doing?
I was just asking.
For real.
They be bald as shit, though. It was crazy.
Straightforward is nuts.
Man, it's crazy. I'm telling you.
But yeah, bro. Like, Miraculous Scientist, Ruby Rose face.
Oh, God.
Slim, thick to thick.
No titties.
Long. Some not. And then long curly hair done by Tay.
Same with Ari. Same.
But when you see them, when you see a Ruby, when you see a Ari, when you see a Jada Waiter, how can you tell these girls not to?
Especially
and they're making their lifestyles look enticing.
Especially if they're popular.
Like, yeah, they're
making, it's kind of this.
They're going to be popular. They're going to shake a little ass, you know, make a little challenge, you know, make it
start. That's true. That's true.
And they chose a lot of ones.
Start a YouTube channel.
So they get all this stuff done and try to emulate them, and then when it doesn't work out, then...
They another rapper baby mama. That rapper just didn't make it. He in the hood still. She in the hood still.
Don't matter. He rap.
He didn't go viral, though. Sorry.
Oh, but when he does go viral...
He won't, but...
He gonna milk it, though.
Yeah, he gonna milk the shit out of it. That one song, everywhere.
Hey, yeah. And then you don't love hip hop.
Exactly.
Congratulations. Shout out to Mama.
That's crazy. That's still never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to add just one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Waxing. I have no idea how they do it. Have y'all been waxed ever?
No.
Never.
My goodness.
I have a preconceived notion on what it's going to feel like for me. And that's why I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I have my back waxed and my arm.
Oh, that's right.
Hard pass.
You broke out, right?
I did.
It was okay.
Never again.
Never again.
I don't, that pain right there, man, look.
Now, you talk about that type of pain, like.
I don't want that. Join a man. Come on now. I don't want that pain, brother. He ain't doing that.
Hold on.
Juwanaman?
Did y'all not watch Juwanaman?
We sure did. It's a great movie.
Yeah, he got waxed and it hurt. I don't want that feeling. I'm just saying.
What? Damn. You want to? I agree with you. I can't agree with you because I ain't never been waxed, but that's not something. I always say all the time, I thank God I'm not a woman.
Man.
Because what?
I don't want to deal with no periods. None of that. I'm just saying. God. Birth?
Smaller scale. I see.
Just saying. Just throw it out there.
That is our MVP. What?
I'm just saying, I don't.
Kobe type season.
I don't. I don't say how y'all do it, but.
I don't think they have a choice.
They have a choice to close them legs.
Wait, Wayne.
Put the jaw down, sir. What do you mean?
What do I mean by what?
What you just said.
By what did I say?
You know what you said.
What did I say?
Let them fight down.
You said it's not their fault?
No, I don't think so.
What?
You're something else.
Why is it their fault?
They choose what they want to do with their body, right?
Okay.
So they choose who they want to lay down choice. With.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They open the leg.
Mm-hmm.
No ping pong ball. Okay? Just saying. No ping pong ball. They ain't shoot up.
Cut the oven on the 350.
Nah, boy. They're on about 500 right now, boy.
I'm just saying. They choose what they want to do. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they know. They know they want to open their legs up, you know, certain niggas, you know.
There's a risk there.
Yeah.
So, so women shouldn't have sex? Because that's what it sounded like. That's all you just told me. Women shouldn't have sex.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm waiting.
I said they choose.
I heard what that part. And then I rebuttal by saying, you're saying that women shouldn't have sex. Because you said...
If that's what they want to do.
But you just told
me. That's cool. I'm just saying, if they buy, it's their body. They want to do that.
It's their body.
It's their body. That's their body.
That's cool.
That's all I'm saying.
Your poor choice.
No, he's pandering. Shut up. Listen to me. I asked you a question. You ain't answered my question yet.
I didn't answer it.
Are you telling me that women...
Should they not have sex?
Yes, that's what I asked you. Yes or no?
And I say it. It's their choice.
This is a yes or no question. It's their choice. It's yes or no.
I'm with you. I'm pro-choice.
Should women not have sex?
It's whatever they want to do.
Shut up.
Right, I mean, I thought I answered the question, though.
I'm asking your opinion.
Hey, Wayne, you ain't got to take that.
Go ahead. I wouldn't go down that road.
I just answered it.
You didn't, actually.
Okay. I didn't.
You can't criticize women for opening
up. I'm not criticizing nobody. I said, nigga, they fucking choice to open their fucking legs. It ain't no ping pong ball.
You can't.
Ain't none of that. You can't. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
You cannot criticize
women. I'm not criticizing nobody.
You can't criticize women for opening their legs and then telling
them. I said it's their choice, though.
That's the right word. You should use a different word to criticize.
No, I'm not. This isn't rebuttal all over again. I'm not choosing a different word.
And I'm not going to change what I said.
Okay, cool.
It's their choice. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's great. That's fine.
That's what we're arguing about.
Please pull for the jar.
It's your turn.
I love that one.
I actually just pulled.
Yeah.
And I read the question to you twice.
But we're going to reset and then we'll come back. You know what I'm saying? That was great.
I did that faded.
Nah, it was great. I feel like that was great. That was fantastic.
I'll let you the fingers. I don't swing
away. Yeah.
I don't hit my
fan. All right, let me ask y'all a question, though, man. I put this one in the jar because I just want to see where y'all moral compass was.
You doing this?
My moral compass sucks, so.
Well, we're going to see. Let's just say hypothetically, right? Just paint a scenario. You know what I'm saying? You just chilling one day. You know what I'm saying? Long day of work. And then you was expecting to get paid. You know what I'm saying? Direct deposit, finna hit, whatever. But you ain't paying attention to it too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, you get the ding. Get the email, get the notification, whatever. But then it says, it ain't your direct deposit. It's a wire transfer from the bank. Uh-huh. And it's $1.2 million.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm gonna say this now. I'm gonna feed my niggas. You feel me? We gonna run that out. You feel me? I don't care. I'm gonna split it.
I don't know if I should shake your hand right now.
I don't care.
You did.
No. Let him finish.
All right.
What's the question?
In this scenario, that the bank gives you $1.2 million accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about that? Do you give the money back? Do you keep it for yourself? Do you go and buy something? Like, what's your next step after the bank accidentally sent you $1.2 million?
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to take that. Because we never going to see it. I'm just saying. I'm going to take it. Brother, if you hear my account, twinkle, twinkle. Hey. I'm rich, bitch. I'm taking it. I'm gonna break my brothers off some. I don't care.
You wanna
for the pod? You feel me?
No, you go. Go ahead.
For the pod.
I'm gonna take it too, but I'm gonna take it back to the bank. I'm not playing with them people in my no.
Wait a minute. You gonna take the money back?
Do you know what will happen if you spend that money?
It ain't your fault. It's their mistake.
That's
but
true.
Not ours.
That's true. I'm fighting.
Money. I was about to mention this, baby.
No.
No, Diddy.
Not him.
Sorry, Diddy. You're going down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're going down.
He said sorry.
You well, maybe not. So we'll get to it. We'll get to it in just a second. I don't. You, so you saying you gonna take it back to the bank?
Yeah, I'm not playing with that money.
Like nothing. You ain't buying nothing.
I ain't buying nothing.
Is there any scenario in your life that you was in debt? You ain't have a crumbs here, and you had this house. Like nothing.
That's
that you.
Different. Yeah, we all in debt now.
So it's circumstantial.
So current you.
Current me. No, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Because I actually heard a story. There was this couple that got, I forgot the amount. They spent the money, and then because they knew it was a mistake, the bank told them that they owed us, or you're going to go to jail and still owe us. I ain't doing that. Now, in current situation.
But. It's not our fault that they made that horrible decision.
I get what you're saying, Wayne, but because they're going to do what we call an investigation, they're going to realize that you know that's not your money and you know where it came from. So you spend a dime of their money, they going to come lock you up.
So my thing is, was you too drunk last night to fuck up a transaction like that? To give the some random person at the bank.
Hold on, he's fighting back now. He's swinging back.
And they're going to be like,
I mean, you got an old lady, Miss Sally, like, oh my God.
Soundboard.
You know, and hit the wrong button and boom, 1.2 mil.
And they're going to look on them cameras and be like, oh, she made a mistake. And it went to Wayne. Okay, yeah, excuse me. Wayne, we need that money back. Where is it? Oh, it's gone. Oh, did you spend it? Yeah.
Hey.
Well, you need to give it back. What you gonna do?
Tough titty.
Yeah, tough. You hit my bank with it. You hit my account. So it is what it is.
You gonna be wearing some shiny new bracelets.
Hey,
tell you that boy.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't.
They gonna come knocking at your door. You either come up with a payment plan or.
Hold on, but what would be the charge?
If it wasn't my fault,
I don't know what it's called. But if you know
it could be fraud.
It's just like if you take money from an ATM, they can get you for that. Which,
again,
wow,
how is that your fault?
You
if I get if I put in $400, they give me $40,000. How now, again is that my fault?
I'm just gonna say this though. So you said people take money from ATMs, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people did that, didn't get caught. Right, wrong.
You're right about that. This is not the same thing though. They accidentally put that in your account.
It's their fault.
Exactly. That's why they do investigation and see the mistake that was made. Is that simple?
But talking about it, I don't want to seem like I'm taking his side. I just want to give a little pushback.
You give him.
Hey, you can take cousin's side now. You ain't got to be. Hey, don't be too shy from it.
Take a side, Jordan.
Take a side.
I'm gonna stay where I'm at. I'm just.
You gonna stay your lane?
I'm just gonna stay right here.
I respect that.
However, I do think that accidents, missteps, mishaps, unfortunate, unforced errors. There's always consequences. Mm-hmm. When we on our job and something happens and we do something wrong, there's an error, whether we meant to do it or not.
Uh-huh.
There's an error behind that. I feel like at this point, the error is, well, I need a percentage of the cut. So some of that 1.2 might not just make it back.
I'm going to take a good little chunk of that. I'm just saying. It's going to be quick.
You taking it all. You take as much as you can. I already know.
If it's there, I got it. I'm just saying.
If you know I got it.
Real. Just say it, brother. But, yeah.
All right.
Ryan, what you?
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah. You agree with me.
1.2 mil in your account.
Keep you me. Just woke up.
Did the bank say something to me?
Nope, no. It just... Bing.
We're going to cruise.
I'm going to keep that shit. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not like you. I'm not going to spend it all. Like, I'm not just going to take... I'm not going to get it and then just disperse it to everybody.
Oh, I didn't say I was going to spend anything.
You said you was going to disperse it all.
I said I'm going to take it.
Stop.
Don't mean I'm going to actually spend off rip. I'm not going to do that.
How long you hold it?
I gotta save at home.
So you're going to take it out of the bank and put it in your safe?
I'm going to take some of it. I'm gonna get my cut.
See, now he's trying what? To
No. I'm gonna get my cut, okay? Get my cut, you get the other half. That's all I'm gonna say.
Remember that investigation?
I get the other half?
They gonna realize all that and be like, oh, you
need somebody else.
I don't know if I'm supposed to shake his head.
I'll take it this time.
No, I'll take it. Hell yeah.
You gotta stop being a p***y sometimes. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Just take pride. They give it to you. If it's in your account, just take pride of it. You know, take your lady out or something.
You know that's not free money. Is what I'm
saying. It's free if they make a mistake and hit your account. Avery? God damn. You know what, boy? Hey, I love you, boy.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask him first?
Yeah.
I just want, let's say you have a business, okay? You accidentally pay one of your employees.
Oh, here we go.
That's his fault. We're not doing that, okay?
You do this every time. I'm going to beat that
out. That's his fault.
Oh, my gosh.
True. If you did that,
Episode 3. Wait.
Would you want your money back?
Man, he would want it back, but he can't get it back. It's his fault.
True.
I'm gonna get my cut.
No, but you wait. Hold on. It's like this. Okay. If I ask you to borrow $10. If I ask you for $10.
$10. Right?
And you cash at me $1,000. It's not my fault. That your fat ass tongue pushed that zero two more times.
Thank you.
Stop.
Doing your thumb exercises.
I ain't gonna lie.
What? That's not my fault.
That's happened plenty of times.
Are you You ain't.
Because if you say, hey, bro, I ain't even.
I know you ain't playing. You really gonna take
a bank? Why did the bank is gonna let you keep it? Not what he said, not a percentage, but do you think they're going to let you keep all of that?
He said he's going to take it out and then close his account.
And they're going to lock him up.
They're going to lock me up. That's their damn mistake. Not mine.
Never mind.
I woke up. I had a dream. Okay?
Yes!
I woke up. I had a dream.
I woke up. Okay?
You said you get a little ping. God damn, 1.2 million? Oh, get that. Come on.
So you just think the bank
this
is
nigga,
not going to pay
back? Stop.
Hey,
why y'all moving past
you? Right.
This nigga just had a march on Washington.
Hey, I'm just saying. I had a dream.
Oh my God.
One day. I got some money.
Can I ask another scenario? Okay.
Go ahead.
I feel what you're saying, but let me just paint another scenario.
Go ahead. You have a dream.
Stop. You left behind, Negro. You left behind, Negro.
This is like when we were talking about the heist. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Boy.
That's why I'm asking this question.
That's different.
Let's say you take a walk in the park, down a trail, woods and everything.
Holding hands.
Not even holding hands. You can be by yourself.
Autumn afternoon.
Yeah. Just a nice afternoon. You said, I'm just going to go take a walk in the park. I'm going to just do some walking.
I'll go over there.
60 degrees.
No.
You get robbed over there.
No.
Don't go over there.
My bad.
They might say you don't want to do that.
You don't want to go over there. A nice walk in the park.
And you just so happen to see a bag. And you're like, that's strange. That's a pretty big duffel bag. What that bag doing over there? So you just... curiosity killed the cat.
I look in.
You go over there and look in it. A lot of money in there.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it.
Let's just say about $1 million in that bag.
Mm-hmm.
You leaving the bag right there?
What were you saying at school? Chalk season. Gone.
So
it's not a bag.
You don't know.
Wait a minute.
You
leave the bag.
What bank teller is gonna be out there?
We didn't say the bank teller
directly to your account.
The one that dropped it in your account. He just gave you.
How was that the same?
Wait a minute, bro. You woke up and found something
that is in your account from the bank.
I don't know where it came
you
from.
You know
it
exactly
might have came from
came
God.
From.
Don't step on my blessing.
Wait a second.
We ain't going to church.
Shut up.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
If
That's crazy.
Let's say there's a let's say there's a driver.
Okay.
Good one.
And he drops
good one.
He drops
good
the
good one.
He drops the wrong package at your house.
Good one.
Right? And then he comes back a month later and says, "Hey bro, I dropped the wrong package at your house. I need that back."
After investigation.
After investigation, because they couldn't find the package.
You have to go back to the wrong
package. It took a whole month. So a whole month.
They realized that he dropped it at your house. Are you then going to be like, "I got you, bro"? Go into the closet, give him the package that you just, I guess you just
assumed. Do I got to take myself out the mindset because I know what had happened? Do I got to take myself out of that?
Yes, take yourself
out. Okay, okay, okay.
Answer the question. Are you going to give it back?
You want me after the whole month? So bad.
I just want to know.
Anyway.
He just wanted to get in the car, man.
Come on.
He wants you on a run.
Like, Wayne, no, don't let me out. Anyway, so a month goes by.
A month goes by. A month? That package gone.
That's gone.
Avery. It's gone.
That's gone. It's hard for me because I know that happened.
I know you know it.
So you're going to take it, right? So you keep it. You stash it.
I know
right?
that you know what would happen, but I'm talking about in general.
You need to stop being like scared of what's going on out there.
I'm a good person. That's what it is.
Man, fuck all that. You got a whole 1.2 mil. What you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, can I ask you,
I'm a good person. You ain't talking about that. You ain't talking about some money right now.
Didn't you say humble?
No, we talking about some color money. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, I'm gonna answer this two ways. Can I answer two ways? Can I answer it my way and then completely take myself out?
Yes.
For me, obviously, I would take it back. It's not mine.
Correct.
However, a person in that situation.
Oh, Lord.
That's chalk season. It's gone. So,
okay.
I'm so disappointed.
I just have to answer like
that. I'm so disappointed. And you wearing the green. You wearing green. It's so f***ing crazy. You know that?
What does that mean?
Correlation.
You're wearing green.
That's good correlation. Right?
Yeah.
Does that mean I need to steal?
I'm not saying steal.
What you saying?
It's yours. They gave it to you.
It don't got my name on it.
That don't matter. It's in your
what account. What you said is mine.
Everything got to have your name on it?
Oh, no.
That nigga's lying. Now, nigga, right, let's move
hey,
on.
Hey, what's your on. Name on that card?
Wait,
you got that card?
The one,
you want me to be a wait a minute. Wait.
Nigga's lying.
What's your name on that card before you got that card, though?
It was brand new. I built it.
Brick by brick, stupid ass. What are you talking about? Get that nigga the jerk, bro. You lying. You are a liar. It didn't have my name on. I ain't gonna take it if it got my name on. That's a lie.
How is it
that
lie?
That is a lie, bro.
How?
Bro.
So you want me to steal?
Come on, bro.
You want me to steal?
Come on, bro.
That's crazy.
Be lying,
I
bro.
Avery.
These niggas ain't got no
money.
He with us. Whoa!
I told you, you fat
the money.
You fat the
hold on. You I'm said they ain't got money. Don't do that.
Money?
I'm just saying.
Who said money?
I'm just saying.
I said more. What did I say?
Don't call nobody broke, bro.
I ain't call nobody broke.
You got to come green, though. I'm disappointing you. I'm just saying.
Hey,
you see a whole bag full of cash.
I'm gonna take the box back to the station.
I'm gonna turn it into a hood because I'm gonna take it back to the hood.
Keep it. I know that nigga. That nigga remember. That nigga ain't gonna do
that. No.
Keep it.
He don't keep that.
I don't know why you acting like that, bro.
Keep it. He even gonna flip it.
Hey, Wayne.
I'm just saying, you take a stroll in the park. You see a bag full of cash.
No, I said I
out,
that.
You see that blue face. That
what's
flip.
The difference?
Hey, we he got it. He pulled on it.
All right, bro. All right, bro.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, my gosh.
So you telling me, like he said, when you take that stroll and you see a nice little bag, it probably be hanging from the damn tree. You never know. You telling me?
He said he would take the bag. He's not going to take
but
the
what's
deposit.
What's the difference?
Wait a minute.
Wait. Don't come at me. Don't shoot at me. I don't need you to shoot at me. I'm not saying.
I'm not sure now.
I don't have no bullets.
Well, you sure?
Your shoulder's raising. I didn't like that.
Yeah, put your shoulder down.
When I'm asking, look, he said he would take the bag, bro.
I got the littlest fucking shoulders in here.
Well, they went up. That's what I'm saying. You put them
I went like this.
I know. You went like this.
Don't do it. I want you
go to ahead. No, go ahead.
Let's move.
Okay. What artist do you think has the best samples? That was my topic.
That was yours. Can I ask you a question before we start? You mean artists as in like production or just
like the songs?
Yeah,
the songs.
Like songs that have been put out? Like
Who y'all think has the best samples? As an artist or, you know, producer?
Okay, one more question. Are we talking about recently or just like...
No, we talk... Yes.
Okay.
In general, yeah. I said Drake.
No. Really? I said Drake. I need to offend you. I'm so sorry.
Mr. Brown didn't like that.
Did I get the look? I did. I swear.
Hey,
no.
Because they not like us.
They not like us.
He quick on his toes. Like a cat.
Like a cat.
I'm sorry, Wayne. Go ahead. Wayne.
Give us some milk, by the way. God damn.
Cats.
I'm just saying.
I don't think our cat. It doesn't matter.
don't eat that cat no milk.
So you said Drake.
I say Drake, and we kind of had this.
I said it would be very hard not to say Kanye.
I was going to say.
Yeah. It would be very hard not to say Kanye, but.
Well, I can throw Drake in there, though.
Why do you throw Drake in there? I'm not coming at
you. I'm just saying, why not?
Like two songs.
I mean, you got, let's see. You got... Emotionless, that's Mariah Carey. You got that one.
That's a great one.
And you have a...
I had to hear it in my head. That was good.
I'm going to say
it. I was going to say the...
That part, too.
Definitely that part.
That's my too. Yeah, I'm going to throw that in there, too.
Yeah. Lord Knows is another great one that he got.
Yes.
Lord Knows. Even his recent one, just the Heart Bar 6, flipping Aretha. They got approved. Like, Drake is very intricate with the samples that he tends to choose from. But I think Kanye makes you go do your homework.
Yeah.
Like, not only can he go grab the big popular ones, but he can also go grab the ones that you like. Hold on, what is that? What is that?
I was going to say, too, when he does do a sample, it's not, let me take this, speed it up or slow down, and then put some drums on it.
Yeah.
It's a completely new song.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like.
Now he just added his,
Like, when Cat Williams, he was on A While Now, he said, make a song without a sample. That right there lets you know. Even back then, when you listen to it, like you said, he makes you go back and be like, what is this? And then you listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Cat Williams, this is all your fault.
Oh, my man. Fault.
Go ahead.
He opened the vortex.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Shay Shay.
Anyway, I was going to say Kanye. Like, he can flip a sample greatly.
What's your favorite?
Testify. Kind of. Like, I'm sorry. That anytime I hear that, it's like it's
a little there. I don't know what it is, but Gold Digger is up there too.
I like that.
I'm just saying, I like Gold Digger. Give me money,
all of it. Ryan,
it sounds like your answer is changing.
No, you still right.
Hush, be quiet. Ryan,
hey, what's up?
Your answer.
Yeah,
you right. You right with
Ye? I think I'm gonna ride with Ye, even though, I think the way I agree with you. I think the way he does samples is the reason why I would probably say it. Because sometimes I don't always like listen to a song where I hear it and I automatically know all you did was slow this down, put a drum to it, put a little snare in there, and then rap over top. That'll do a whole lot for me.
Didn't know Good Life was Michael Jackson for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And that,
somebody had to tell me that.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, so. I'd probably say yay.
I think that's the masterful technique of it. Not only can you get the ones that are... not only can you get the... not only can you get the ones that you don't really know about, but you can take the most popular ones but do a whole different spin with it. Like, Diamonds... from Sierra Leone, like, mm-hmm. You can take a whole new spin with that, you know what I'm saying? Or Overnight Celebrity. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
It's a new song. It's not. Yeah. It's not. You take this beat, speed it up, do this.
Slow jams. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do want to throw a little honorable mention out there. Just Blaze is up there for me, too, as well.
Yes.
What Just Blaze does is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the girls, girls, girls,
to the bias.
I mean,
that's fine.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm a Rockefeller baby. Kanye Just Blaze.
We know. He's
there for me.
Hey, we got you.
He's there for me, bro.
We got you.
When he did that, he did a little sample for A-Ball and MJG. I respected that. Bring it back. Yes, it was nice. Just saying. Yeah. Okay.
Do you have a favorite sample from Kanye?
Off the top of my head, nah, I don't have a favorite one off the top of my head. I'd probably have to go back to the discography and see. Off the top of my head, I don't have anything that I could just give you.
Should he get back to that?
Get back to what?
Like, how am I trying to ask this?
Soulful samples? No.
Why not?
He's not in that headspace
anymore. I was going to say, I don't think he's in that pocket anymore.
Mm-mm. Too far gone.
Yeah.
He was like in what, God and all them beats and stuff.
No, not no more.
I was going to say.
Not this last one. This last one with Dallas Hine, that wasn't.
Oh, yeah. You played that card. It was nice.
Yeah. Big titties, bitches don't just fall from the sky, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, niggas drooling.
I got a question. It kind of goes along with that. Who produces the best so you know the sound that was like that 90s into 2000s kind of sound and you kind of hear it a little more now. Who produces that the best?
Hitmaker.
Yeah, for sure Hitmaker.
Hitmaker. It's not even close. It's not even close.
That's when he did that one for Trey Songz back home. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Yeah, he's not even close. He's smoking it. He's
okay, smoking. Cool. Okay. I just want to.
Nobody close.
Yeah. Salute to everybody else. I think even Metro. I think Metro does a great job, but I think Hitmaker has by far that 90s, early 2000s sound. He knows how to flip that very well.
Beast.
Very, very, very well.
I like it.
Very well.
And he printed out. I love that topic. Don't
I have a question. Who is y'all's current favorite artist?
Ooh, favorite artist?
Like ever or right now?
No, current.
Who's yours?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite artist right now is probably... It's probably... Black is probably my favorite artist right now.
Tough. You mean Six Lack?
Yeah, but he don't like when I say that. Like,
Six Lack,
like
Black.
Yeah. But I think... That's a good one.
Did I?
Yeah, I wasn't going to acknowledge it, but like...
I'm not going to say anything, but go ahead.
But I feel like he is... Yeah, he's
I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong with him. He was on a roll earlier today.
Trying to fight back and...
Yeah, that's crazy.
I would say for me, even though he hasn't dropped music in a while, St. John is probably still my favorite artist. Dang, as of right now. No, he ain't dropped
anything in a while. Yeah.
But definitely,
I feel like my boy's not getting the credit he should get. I would say Brent Faison.
Yeah, shout out to Brent. Yeah, little toxic bag.
Yeah, sir.
You know what's crazy? So many people was on him at first. It was like, yeah, his music's so this and that. And he had to come out and say, I'm not what y'all should be, like, really emulating like that. Like, the lyrics, y'all don't be listening to him.
I'm bumping it. I got every last one of them.
Avery.
Cashmo. She's a singer. Don't release music that often, but.
I'm familiar.
You familiar?
Yeah, I like her.
What's your favorite, Mike?
Joe, I heard a sleeper. Joe Budden played a sleeper from her a while ago. That's what made me entice. I can't remember the name of the song, though. But that would make me entice her. I've heard I heard like 3 or 4 songs from her.
She has some good music.
No, she's dope. Mm-hmm. She's dope. She should drop more, though.
Way more.
What do y'all think she's doing now? You think she's working on another project?
She's not, like, mainstream. I think she's independent. I could be wrong, but...
Kind of like how Deja Lo started, but just disappeared.
Deja Lo got...
Stop.
I'm just asking.
Anyway. I'm going to just say no. It's just a different hit. Yeah. Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf. That was a pull.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, she...
From somewhere.
Global Records. I guess that would be. I mean, that's not that big.
I heard it.
Yeah. Shout out to her. One honorable mention, I will say Blast as well. Blast is just...
Yeah. You know what? He has great samples, too.
No, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
No, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't he produce?
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
Produce, writes.
Yep.
That's it all.
Yeah.
He does. He's pretty much all around.
That's what I don't understand. The West is up now. The West been up. West been had people that's been popping. Like, y'all just don't respect it for real. Like,
oh, man. They just on that man's dick, man. That's fair. Yeah.
Can I say my piece about?
Yes,
and I ain't gonna.
And we gonna get to your tweet of the week right after.
Because I just have to say this. So I know the whole Kendrick and Drake thing is pretty much over and done with. Two quick things. Number one, I always thought people hyped up Kendrick way more than what they need to. They trying to make it seem like he's just this super pen master. Yes. You know what's crazy? Somebody made themselves like a fool. I was listening to a podcast.
Gee Willikers, you know, don't
you,
say.
You know, I do too.
You know,
you
I do want actually.
Pulitzer Award. That's a Pulitzer Award.
That's cool. I like that. Oh. I don't care. So
multi.
I don't care. Oh. So what happened is
Don't worry about the Alpha E Award at the awards. Don't worry about that.
I don't care about that.
Critically acclaimed.
So what happened is, they was talking about how Drake was saying, you know, Kendrick was, but you know, making fun of him being molested and all that stuff. They was like, Kendrick wasn't even talking about himself. He was talking. Let me stop. They said, I looked up this Reddit post. Somebody broke down the lyrics of that song. He was talking about the slaves, this and that, third. And the people on the podcast was like, okay, stop. What are you talking about? And then they found out what he was actually talking about. And it had nothing to do with what they were saying. So that informed me that people look at Kendrick and think, oh, he said this one thing, and then they got 10 different meanings.
I told you that last week.
They do that all the time.
Why?
They found 16 different scriptures of 616 and try to apply it to the song. Like, it actually, like,
they do
went.
That.
Yeah.
That lets me know that Drake, that's why I said Drake was up. Because.
No. Can't be.
Mm-mm.
Did you listen to Meet the Grams?
I did.
No.
Did you listen to 616?
I did. Oh, I like the beat.
Not like us. Just went number one.
It did.
Yeah.
But you, we said our piece on that already.
Yeah. That's what.
Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Some individual said that he didn't agree with what we were saying, but yeah.
Maybe I'm biased because I don't like West Coast rap like that.
Well, if you don't like West Coast, you're a hater. You don't know. You don't know music.
Gladly, happily. Guess I don't know. That shit sucks. It don't even sound good.
I like Snoop. I like Nipsey.
That's it.
Well, Mac 10, you know. The
game.
Salute to all our West Coast listeners.
But your music sucks.
That is the opinion.
And that's my opinion. Shit sucks. It doesn't sound good.
That's not shit from the rest of the pod.
Don't play that shit in my car.
The rest of the pod loves West Coast.
YG is cool. I'll give him. But that's it.
Avery, stop.
Okay,
I'll talk to you.
Avery.
Oh my god.
You got a tweet of the week for
me. You can send that out if you want to.
I can do what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Tweet of the week. Tweet of the week.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Avery.
I'm not going to say. Let me leave that alone. Go ahead. I'm going to leave that alone. Go ahead.
On a recording platform where you can't just be whispering.
Damn.
No.
You have a mic. Heard. Girl. Okay.
Just take it out.
You're like,
do what? No.
Angry. He had like a sound level and he can go up and he's right.
The room was quiet. What is he talking? Don't attack me. Go ahead.
You're right.
Anyway, the tweet of the week. Jordan, I hope you saw this too, because this was.
About everybody trying to rewrite ATL.
They better not.
Leave it.
No, can I get my piece off real quick?
Go ahead, real quick.
All you toxic women on Twitter talking about Nunu didn't lie to Rashad. Y'all lying. She did lie.
Yeah,
she lied. The bitch was a liar.
Yeah, she lied about where she stayed at. You know where she from?
I saw it.
She from the train.
Out to be the.
She from the train.
He was doing too much. She didn't even lie for real. She just didn't tell him.
That's why
omitting is a form of lying.
That's why my boy.
You wanted to be good when you were living good. Why?
That's why my boy came up, snatched the chain. Give my chain back,
bro. Why would you ride the city bus if you got a Beamer? What are we doing?
You know what we doing.
You got Picasso in your house.
We coming from here to Antioch. That's what we doing.
Anyway, I just didn't like that. Y'all women are toxic. Y'all are really toxic, and that just lets me know a lot of y'all just lying.
Oh, really? Because go ahead.
No way, that was a segue.
It was. It was a great one. So this one right here.
I hear that. You quick. Never mind.
Wait, chill.
Don't call me.
So it goes back to what I said, right?
What?
When am I?
I'm not even engaging that.
No, he ain't trying to tie this back down.
No, I'm not going
to. Boy, you sick.
I'm not engaging.
Boy, you are sick.
I like how you did it.
You are sick.
He agreed with me. He agreed with me.
I know he.
Did you agree with him?
You agree with him?
He did.
You ride with him?
He did. He did.
Not all women lie. Some women lie, and they don't have good reason of lying.
Ooh, he shook his hand.
He's the one leaving hanging.
Yeah, that's all.
He didn't mean that.
Go ahead. With your...
what?
He didn't mean what he said.
What did he mean?
They lie.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Please reach out to me.
Go. Hit the gas. He's probably hitting the gas.
Keep going.
Don't hit the brakes. Anyway, so yeah, she just set this up. Mm-hmm. So this tweet right here, it says.
You like that?
No.
He loved it. He loved it.
He
loved it. He loved it.
Go.
So, okay.
I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
God.
Anyways, so this woman decides to tweet out how men will say, I make six figures. And then she says the six figures are $103,837. I don't know about y'all, but is $100,000 six figures?
No.
Hold on, what?
How's it not six figures?
Hold on, what?
Hush. How's it not six figures? Be quiet, Jordan.
No, he didn't.
Be quiet, Jordan.
No.
Be quiet, Jordan. How is it not six figures?
Damn it.
Ryan, drink up.
Does it look like I'm
drinking? Ryan, drink up. Drink up.
Uh-huh.
Wayne, how is it not six figures?
I have a little titty. Maybe.
Is $100,000
six figures? He didn't get your question.
Is $100,000 six figures? It is?
He just thinking your question after.
He heard the question.
Answer fast. You know how I get. I'm sorry.
Rebuttal?
Yeah.
Jordan?
Allegedly.
Right?
So what she's saying is because you
your bottom tier six figures.
Yeah, so bottom
tier $3,000 above six figures.
No,
so she's talking about his net. See, she's saying that's your gross pay. What's your net pay though?
No, that's after taxes.
Oh, well, then she just stupid.
But even if that was his gross pay, like...
That's still six figures, right?
Like, do you know how good that is?
It's very good, but she's at the bottom of the barrel. I'll tell you that now.
She at the bottom of the barrel?
Yes,
she how?
Why?
She's dumb. Throw cherries at her. She's terrible. I would not drink that wine, I'll tell you that. That's all I got to say. But go ahead.
Drink that wine?
No, I'm not drinking that wine.
Okay.
That's about it.
I hear that. Mm-hmm.
That boy's the MVP. Twinkle.
Go ahead, bro.
Were there women that were agreeing?
No. Okay. Nobody was agreeing because they know it's
serious. How many responses did she get on it? Like comments?
Entirely too many.
Okay. For
entirely too many.
For men and women, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You got an innovative week for us.
I do. Granted, I would take 103.
I would take 100,000 even.
Happily.
Like, what are you talking about? I'll take 99.99.
I'm not taking that. You might as well just give me the.
Give me the dollar. Yeah, give me the extra.
Then now you disrespect me. Don't do that. Don't do that. Give me my pity, bro.
He said, "Hell no!"
Slap me that penny.
You read the contract. You see all them nine, bro.
You see all them nine.
Yeah, bro.
What is it?
What is this, bro? Y'all want to like bump it up real quick? No, that's not in budget. No, this job.
You ain't gonna say that though.
No, I can't say that.
No,
can't say that.
Yeah, babe, I turned it down. You turned down what?
You turned down what?
They withheld my penny.
They wouldn't give me that 100K. Huh?
Yeah, they was only gonna give me 99.99. Anywho,
with a quarterly bonus.
It's really gonna be a pizza party.
You remember the meme I sent you?
You want some pay? Take these pizzas. Right.
Oh, God. Hello.
Anime of the week. I like that
shirt.
Yeah, I
appreciate it. Hey.
It's
okay.
It's not Big O. Never mind.
Or Inuyasha.
Top three. You back on that again?
Yeah, I'm done.
Doing it.
Anime of the week. So, disclaimer, typically when I pick an anime of the week, I am hoping if somebody ends up watching it that you watch the whole thing. With the one that I'm going to name today, I really suggest that you only watch the first season. Only.
How many seasons?
There's two. But the reason why I say that is because if you watch the first season, you'll love it. And if you watch the second season, you'll hate the whole show.
Do tell.
It's that bad. White people know what I'm talking about when I say this. So my anime of the week this week is The Promised Neverland. Uh-huh. So
I ain't never seen it. So
The Promised Neverland is... Anyway, The Promised Neverland is basically... Hey, that's... I'm sorry. Her reaction was so funny.
Kill it!
The Promised Neverland, it's about these kids that think they're in a foster care. Uh-huh. So basically, the kids are learning from the mother figure how to be...
Because now I'm wondering, like, what's worse, the fruit or the cookie?
Oh, the cookie.
Like, at what point, like, which one is more important? You know what I'm saying?
Come on. We're not doing
that. Definitely the cookies.
Definitely
the cookies.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, because he didn't care about the cookies last time.
Okay, so you said, watch the first.
Yeah, because they
because he was over there. Remember, he said, I'm not over there.
Yeah, he wasn't close enough.
So you said, watch the first episode, not the second.
Okay. No, watch the first season. Not the second. Well, yeah. But anyway, so it's about these kids that are in foster care. And basically what they're doing is they're trying to learn how to be, like, the perfect child so that they can get adopted because they don't want to be in this foster home anymore.
Oh, like Mike.
Yeah.
No, I see what you're talking about.
The thing about it is he ain't lying.
He's not lying at all. So stupid. They get to a point where they learn. So a couple of them actually get adopted, supposedly. But one of them finds one of the kids that got adopted, and he's like dead, like in this little tunnel or whatever. So then the kids are trying to figure out how to escape the foster home.
Is this set in like past, present, future?
I would probably say this is set in the future. More than anything else.
So there's nothing like a maze or anything like that that they got, you know.
It's not a maze. Okay. It's like they're like trapped in like they have like it's like a walled off society that they're into right now.
Mm.
So like they're in like
kind of like Barbie.
they're more or less in a bubble the entire time. But they don't know that when it starts. So then they get some information and learn that and they're trying to get out. But I would only watch the first season because the second season is not good.
I'll have to ask.
So it's nothing like the movie Maze Runner or anything like that?
No. It's okay. Not like Maze Runner.
Like, you know, they...
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to figure it out.
Yeah, but it's not like Maze Runner.
Okay.
You said what? Yeah. What's the issue? They don't... Avery, leave it. It's a...
That's a good example.
They don't carry the story correctly in the second season. There's a clear path on how the show is supposed to go.
And they divert
all the way to the left. And I would honestly say, of like anime that I've watched, it's probably the best, one of the best seasons of a show that I've ever watched. Ever.
Mm. Ever.
Ever.
But the second season.
But the second season kills everything that it had.
Okay.
So, I'd recommend that. You can watch it on Netflix or Crunchyroll. Whatever you prefer.
Hey, I told you too. Crunchyroll, it's great.
It's up there. Hey, top tier.
So he's still not putting any watch up there.
In what?
Hey, if you like it,
that's all that matters.
We're going to
put up there
get
what?
Down to
one down with one. Yes.
Okay.
Now, this is one of my favorites right here.
Okay.
Yes. Chris.
Okay. Shout out to Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, freaky Chris.
Freaky hell.
A little Pino.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is this his or her hand?
It's actually his hand.
Oh. Shout out to Chris.
Yeah. Well, really. It's really
is
girl,
that his? Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Really
good. Yeah.
It's actually a girl.
I got that. Yeah. I think
that was
put down
there. Yeah. It's, you know, very local.
Okay.
So, it's a local one, too, as well. It's pretty good. You know, but I would say probably top 10 of wines that I like.
Top
10. Top 10.
Of the white wines. Okay.
By far.
Is there a difference between local wine and like international wine?
Okay, so local wine is more like environment type wine. So... It got so pretty much it's like more of a better taste, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But so if you're getting something that's like outside of, you know, states or whatever, you know, outside the country or whatever, it's you got some dry and you got some sweet that's like really top tier. So like, say for instance, like the Stella Rosa that we have here, mm-hmm. right? So it's kind of like a bittersweet type, mm-hmm. but if you go to like France or you go to Germany or something like that and get bottles from there, because my granddad got some, he gave me some, they're a lot sweeter and very flavored. It's nice.
Granddad be traveling.
Yeah, Marine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so he bring some bottles though. So.
Okay.
Yeah, he put me on some. Yeah.
So, not like that. And now you putting everybody else on.
Yeah, I like that.
Salute. Song of the week for me. Shout to Safe. Safe just dropped a new mixtape, Tell It Like It Is. He got a song on there called Superficial. Super duper fire. Good. Great. Great vibe. Just great vibes. Shout to Safe, man. I like where the new R&B is going. For sure. And he's definitely a part of that, putting his hand and foot in that. You know what I'm saying? So
he was looking bad for a minute.
Yeah, he was looking kind of bad. Yeah. But leave me in good hands.
You got yourself up. You got it going.
You
good.
Oh, got Safe Keon.
Another artist I really like. Eric Bellinger.
Yeah.
Really like
Easy.
Love that new project you put out. I love it.
Shout out to Easy.
Absolutely love it.
Tell you.
I know a lot of people don't really talk much about Don Toliver, though, like that.
Who
don't? I'm saying, like...
Who
don't? I'm just saying, like, some people out there, they don't. But...
And he just hopped on that Million Dollar Baby remix.
Fire.
Shout to Dante.
Yeah.
Shout to Dante.
Yeah. It was, yeah. It's good.
No, I thought you had something to add to it.
Question.
He forgot, didn't he?
No, I didn't. No. I was just waiting, you know.
You got this.
No. It's a
character. Thumbs up.
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah, I like that.
You got this.
You like that.
I do.
Don't blush now.
Nah. Anyway. So my question is, be quiet, Jordan. My question is, I thought about this. Are there any words that y'all refuse to say out loud?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Right. Refuse to say out loud?
It's words and phrases that I wouldn't say.
So you get where I'm going with it?
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, I don't get where this is going. Maybe I'm just ignorant.
I would describe it as I don't speak negatively. Like, I don't use certain words in, like, if you come up with a plan and you don't throw negativity on that plan saying certain things.
Oh,
yeah.
I gotcha. Then yes. There are things I don't say out loud.
I believe the power in the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your words are definitely powerful, whether you speak it positively or negatively. Affirmations as well. So I'm definitely careful with what I say. I would never wish negativity
a lot. I don't mean it, but hey, if you try me, yeah, it gets there. I'm just saying. But
I don't speak negative things that happen to like people, because I think that's karma at that point.
Now,
what?
I'm just saying. I wouldn't say, you know, over you like die or something like that. I won't say no, you know, stuff like that. That's not me. But I will talk bad on you. You know.
What does that mean?
I'll come at you.
Like you'll fry me?
But that no.
You mean like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Just saying.
Oh,
that's different though.
Yeah, I don't like that because people be doing that to me, and I don't feel like I warrant.
Half time, you don't be saying anything. People just say anything, you know. About you.
That's different.
Yeah, but if you try to go, out of there, we gonna get there. Just saying. I'm not gonna stop.
I think if you try to speak negative on somebody that hasn't done anything to you, I think that actually deflects off them and comes right back at you. Does that make sense?
It does. But if I don't say anything at all, and you say something negative to me, it doesn't come back at you.
No. I'm saying
that's what, like, I was saying.
Okay, well, along those lines, I'm saying if you don't do anything to me,
I was gonna get talking to
you. You were. I know you were.
If you don't say anything, and I just have something to say about you negatively, it could be literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that, like, that reflects more back on me, so those words don't get to you. Does that make sense?
What if?
Good. No, say it. Just say your piece.
Nope.
Cocaine music.
Say your piece, bro. Don't be scared.
So what if they say something positive at first, but deep down it's rooted in negativity until the negativity is brought up and then the negativity comes out?
That's a good little ballpark right there.
It was.
But it's hidden with positivity. So you think it's positive because they told you something positive, but then someone brought up the negativity and then the negativity comes out.
In that sense, I think it does get to you. But when you receive that, you already understand where it was coming from. Like, perfect example, when somebody says,
I don't think I understand.
No, I'm finna give you an example.
Hold on, let him cook.
Hey, Jordan.
Oh, wait a second.
Jordan,
not here.
Just pay attention. If I go, because you're going to know exactly what I'm saying. If I go, hey, man, you know, I like your little car. You see what I'm saying?
Your little car.
You received that.
Your little car.
But you know what I really
mean.
Wait
a minute. I like your little car.
Mm-hmm.
Already strike one.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like your little car, Wayne. I like your little hoodie. I like that little watch.
It's like a backhanded compliment.
You gave me.
But what if
it sounds like a regular compliment?
Right. Or it sounds endearing or loving.
Like it's a real compliment.
Something happens the very next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it's.
Watch their actions. That's all I can say.
Maybe you shouldn't say it.
Shouldn't, but
just keep it to yourself.
You should do more than just.
I'm going to start saying
it. You were about to say yes. See?
All right, make sure y'all answer the question.
Hey, you can do that for sure, though.
mind.
It might be more than three, but you know, who's
counting? All right.
Yeah, I do.
Nah, we done. Salute to all y'all, man. Make sure you comment, like, subscribe, all that goodness, nonsense, all that. It's free. We ain't charging.
It's free.
F-R-E-E.
You know what I'm saying? 99. You know what I'm saying? So come rock with the game. You know what I'm saying? That's Wayne. That's Ryan. That's Avery.
Two threes.
I'm somebody. Hey, if no one loves you, know that somebody loves you. We about this thing, man. Y'all got anything else? Any more words?
Like a word of the day.
I love y'all. Yeah. Like, Rebuttal. Subscribe, share, comment.
That's right, boy. Wayne.
Cousin
Wayne.
Let's go. And drink some wine.
And drink some wine. Maybe even some Chris. A little Pinot Grigio. All right. With that being said, we about here. Till next week. Till next time.
You know what's crazy? Your beads sound like bullets when you did that.
They sound like pellets. That's what they sound like.
BB guns.
They sound like cicadas.
Oh gosh.
You know what?